care about sight. Rabag at the or the in this week's parsha, Kosai, where are we? Yeah, this week's parsha, right? Parsha, yeah. In Kosai, this week's parsha, it talks about erichin, which means the person says harei olai this, harei olai that. You have to so you have to evaluate, you know, how much he has to pay to the Beis Hamikdash because of his neder, his commitment. Assuming it's not an animal, whatever, so a person says, Erech Ploni Olai, so you have to pay a certain amount, and the Torah goes through the different cases. Let's just start in the third line, V'lamadna Og Mizeh. I said that Ralbago, we at the end of the parsha, talks about different Havanas and Hesberim, what we learn out from here. V'lamadna Og Mizeh, Ki Kodem, Higiyam Esrim Shana, and if you look at the Pesukim, so every age bracket has a different price tag, so to speak. A certain value assigned to that person based upon their age, male, female, and how old they are. So what do we learn from here? Before a person reaches 20 years old, they're still in the growth period, the blossoming period, because they're not perfect yet, not the most chashev gedolim in the world yet. After 60 years old, it's the time when they go down, I think it means a melting, I'm not sure exactly what some of these words mean, but you get the idea. They're going downhill, losing out a little bit, getting less, imapsing themselves. Therefore, the greater value would be between 20 and 60. Before 20, it's not still growing. Right, most of you guys are still, right, not 20 yet, I assume, I don't know. So you're still in the growth process. And after 60, you're over the hill already, right? So you're going downhill after 60. Oh, yeah. Anyway, V'ad Hayelso Ben Chodesh, until he's a month old, or how you go, Erech, less than a month, he has no value. Eli Hu Nefo, maybe he'll be a Nebuchadnefo Rachman Oslan. So therefore, below 30 days, there's no erech at all. Ben chodesh ad ben chomishon, from a month old till 5 years old, v'chosek hachisaron asher bibriyuso v'hoya ercho kiyam asiris v'erech hashalim v'zoch nekeva. It's only one, because of his level of strength, based upon his health and his age, so his value is only one-tenth of the ultimate person, zoch nekeva. Now, v'ulam, however, he says, b'ben chomishon ad ben chomishonah, from 5 to 20, right? Remember, less than 20 is in growth, above 60 is going downhill, but now he goes within 20, right? From 5 to 20, he's beginning, he's coming of age to be of the situation where he starts thinking, he starts choosing the Eish HaTov, the Eish HaRa, and he chooses good over bad. He's headed towards Shleimus. His value is more than from above 60, right? Because the guy above 60 is going downhill, right? He's losing his kochos, he's losing his ability, whatever, right? But this guy is before 20, from 5 to 20, you guys, right? Right? You're in the growth spurt, you're coming more towards shleimus, and therefore it's better than someone 60 and above. Ki hu dorech al chasaron hefsid, the guy above 60 is going downhill. Okay, so here's what I think Rabbi Grumbat said over here. It's this unbelievable thing. I both think about it for a second. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I think it was when I knew him, he was over 60. I don't know if I knew him before 60, I don't recall, I don't know, but it was over 60, right? Most of the pictures you see, and half the stories, is an older man, God Rador, no shots inside out, Yori Shemayim, wow, you know, can I know her? Great, but you know, it's getting schwacher by him. It's going a little downhill. You know, it's not as much when he's 85 versus 65. You know, it's a little harder to do, harder to choose. I don't know exactly what he means, but you know, the kochos aren't there. He can't do as much. Not as much. I don't know. But the guy at below 20, from 5 to 20, right? Again, you guys, right? The guy's from 5 to 20. He's in growth. Okay, he's not as big as 20 to 60, but he's more than 60, right? He's worth more than the one of 60. He says, why? Because he's, what's the Russian uses over here? Shehechel is chazik v'gimos b'ra u'bachar b'tov, u'bachar b'tov. Yudorech al shremus, right? He's a person who's now, his kochos are emerging. He's beginning to start choosing. He has an opportunity to grow and to choose, and he has tremendous potential to start growing and to growing and growing bigger and bigger and bigger on both sides. Come on. But the bottom line is both sides. Moshe Feinstein, that's as big as anybody's ego is. Moshe Feinstein is bigger than you guys, right? Bigger than any 5 to 20 year old, right? Because he already has it, okay? So you're right, he can't grow as much anymore. He can't accomplish as much. He's more set in his ways, I think he means. You know, he can't, maybe because of the Kolchos, maybe he's more hardened. You know, I don't know exactly all the reasons that he means, but, you know, he can't accomplish as much in terms of growth and becoming a bigger Yer Shamayim. And it's harder to go ahead. Any Yetzar he has, it's hard to fight, I guess he means, because he's weaker and he's more ingrained, whatever the reasons are. But the Rosa, he passed already. He's like way up there. Such a Gadol Ador, come on. He's less chashuv in terms of erech, in terms of value. They assign lower value than to the guy 15-20. You know what? No, 15-20, he's growing. He has to accomplish. He has the bechir chavshis, and he can choose the good over the bad. Wow. Says Rabag, the Torah is telling you, that's more chashuv. Now, it might not be more chashuv in the market in terms of you sell him for posek. You want to become a rabbi in the shul, they'll take the 60-year-old guy, take from Moshe Feinstein over the Yehuda, you know, Goldstein, you know, who's 17 years old, because he doesn't know so much, he hasn't accomplished so much, he's far from his Yiras Shamayim, no Shaychus. We want a God-fearing person. But in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chashivas, of what's more Chashiv in terms of the day-to-day living and what he stands for, what he represents, and what he can do, Bosai is someone who has an opportunity, who's young and has a chance to grow and to be flexible, his heart's not hardened yet, and his midos aren't stuck yet in a certain way. The fact that there's an option, an opportunity to grow and to choose, to have that bechira, that's so valuable on both sides. It's more valuable than a guy who already did it, because this guy, growing is the most important thing, is the most valuable thing in the world, to have a chance to grow. You guys, right? You guys have a chance to grow. Because, you know, Chazal talk about, you know, well, I forgot the lush in the Gemara, but, you know, writing on the heart of a young child is like writing on fresh, you know, paper, fresh cloth, I think it says, right? You write on the heart of an old person, you know, it's like an old, it doesn't stick, it gets falls apart, you know, it's too hard, it's too tough, you can't, doesn't have an impression, it can't do a bosai. The chance, the opportunity, the most valuable thing in real sense in this world is a bosai bechira, the chance that I have a chance to change myself, to work on my midos, work on my Yiras Shamayim, to accomplish. And you walk out of the shmooze and you feel, I can do. Got it? I can do, I can accomplish, I can change myself, which is more valuable than being Moshe Feinstein. Of course, Moshe Feinstein will get the job and you won't. He knows, and he'll get Olam Haba because he already did it. Correct, but I have the chance, the opportunity is there for me to grow Rabosai. Pasuk says, Mekosai Telechum, famous Rashi, Kukos, I'm sorry, and it talks about the Melech B'Torah, different things, but the Sforno says, what does it mean? What are Chukos? Mekosai Telechum, Chukos Heim Gezeros Melech. The decrees of the king, shiinak bohad adam bohem b'shtados iskei chayev, that a person should conduct himself in the ways, in the status, in his efforts of iskei chayev. What does iskei chayev mean on both sides? What does it mean? Iskei chayev doesn't mean, doesn't say b'shtados mitzvos, b'shtados sestaka or talmud torah. No, everything he does on both sides. Whatever you do. You're walking to the dormitory after lunch, you're going to the dorm to eat lunch, you're going to the davening, you're going to the park to play ball, you're going to sleep, whatever you do, Rabosai, chukos etereichu means how a person should conduct himself in every single thing he does. It's not just, you know, Rashi used to always talk about, I think I mentioned it one time, Rashi used to always talk about people have like a split personality, right? They go ahead and do the mitzvahs, right? They learn Torah, they kovet the Torah, they do the staka, do the chesed, eat kashrus, wash the mitzvahs, keep everything fine, go for the avenue, you know? That's their spiritual side of their life. That's what they have to do to pay their debt. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But the rest of the day, and maybe even the majority of the day, that's at the point though, right, is, you know, I do my own thing. I enjoy doing this, I like to make money, I like to play ball, I like to whatever, eat, to go to a restaurant, you know? Two separate things. I both say, ain't that way. That's not the way it's supposed to be. The Torah is supposed to guide us. The chukos is the commandments. The chukim the Torah gave us instructs us. How do I work? How do I behave? What do I do in every single second of my life? Every single second is avodas Hashem. Whether he's playing ball, whether he's eating, whether it's steak, or achmanos on chicken, or worse than that, gefilte fish, whatever it might be, Rabbos, all right? It's all the chukos instruct us and help us, whatever you do, not just what seems to be ruchnius, everything is kodesh v'tor, everything, that bechira chavshus that a person uses to choose and do, whatever he's doing is guided by his bechira, by his yetzer tov, by the Torah, by the chukim, to tell us how to elevate that, how to make that so chashuv. So that's where I also have to realize that every single thing is not just, you know, in the base medrash one way. In the business world, you know, the Rishivis always talk about how in business they say, you know, I leave the Mishabura at the door, you know, leave it in my house. I have my Mishabura Seder, this, that, Talach, you know, but when it comes to business, I'm trying to make some money now. Like, don't bother with these. That's not meant for the real world out there. You have to survive and you have to go ahead and do certain things which are accepted in the world. Everything a person does is guided by and should be focused, guided by, instructed, and followed through, and for the purpose of being an Eved Hashem. And as the Pasuk, there's the famous old Shmuz of Roshiva, Ayom Yitzhak Abano, the last Chazar Bosai, Mazem Yihartugim Sovani. So Yitzhak, so Yaakov comes back with the animal he captured, he caught, and he barbecued it, you know, went to the back of the dorm, and he had a beautiful barbecue, rolled the sauces on it, and it was very quickly. So Yitzchak says, "Masim yhartulim musovani." How do you get here so fast? Well, what do you do? What's your magic trick? How do you do it? So what did he say? He says, "Vayomer kikikikra Hashem lekecho lefonoi." Well, Hashem made it happen fast. He made it, Hashem did it. You know, it's not me. It's not because I'm a great hunter or anything. Like that. Hashem made it happen fast. Why? So there's two pshatim over here. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Chad Min Hon Amar Imu Karboncha Himsil Chakadosh Baruch Hu. If for the sake of your carbon, right, a carbon that someone brings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem brings you something with ease, I guess, you know, for the carbon. Shenemar, as we know, the famous story of Yisav Ramas Einov by Lakeda. Avram is finished with Hashem, the Malach Hashem tells him not to shecht your son, but rather he looks up and he sees this ayo, Vayarvin ayo, like that, easy, right? There was no big deal. Hashem brought for the carbon, for the carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem went ahead and made it easy to go ahead and find the proper carbon, have the proper animal at the right time without too much hardship. So for sure, what's the shout? For your a chashev guy, Yitzchak, for your food, for your eating, kolshkein. Both said, Rishi, what's the kolshkein? It's ridiculous, you know. A carbon to Hashem, I brought Avinu in that case over there, or even Yitzchak's, whatever, a carbon to Hashem is cool for the purpose of serving Hashem, to show your expression of love to Hashem, your connection to Hashem, commitment to Hashem, to do what He wants you to do. So you bring a carbon, there's nothing personal there. It's not Kodesh Baruch Hu's carbon. Well, there's so much shlom, you get a little bit, but the carbon is for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the highest madrega of taking something physical and using it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Yitzchak Avinu is a big man, big sack, no question about it, but okay, but he's eating food, right? He's eating food, he's eating whatever it might be, breakfast, or lunch, and supper. You know, here was the ayo, whatever it was, or the seh, right? So okay, he's eating, so it helps him stay alive. But okay, but you know, doma kavachomer to the Hashem cares for a carbon to make it easy. He'll definitely care for your food. Well, still gashmius, it's not like, you know, maybe for his davening, for his learning, okay, but for his food, yes, Rabosei, for his food. You know why? The same thing Rabbi said, whatever he does, Rabbi said, we have to serve Hashem, the famous line, whatever we're doing, Rabbi said, is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a tzaddik like Yitzchak Avinu eats his food, right, that's so imbued and absorbed with ruchnius, and it was transformed, that piece of steak, okay, let's call it a steak with all the good barbecue sauce and all the, you know, things on the side, right, that steak was, mamish is like, is more chash than a carbon. It's more than a chash, more chash than a carbon. A carbon is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if this sustains and keeps a person alive, not just for the end result, but this itself is an act of Kedusha and Tara, and it makes the steak so much more chashev, so of course Hashem will provide for this. You know, Mistam Yitzchak would have gotten something else, right? It's not like, you know, he has to have this, you know. He'll get something else. Hashem made it come fast. Why? Because it's not just the end. The steak itself has chashivas. So for such a chashev thing, such as a tzaddik's food, which he uses, he ingests, because it helps him stay alive, and because he does it, because that's his service to Hashem. He says, I have to eat to go ahead and give the bracha. I have to eat to do that. I have to wake up, to learn Torah, whatever it might be. Both say that's the chashivas, that a person has the potential to go ahead and use his bechira chafshis and make every single moment of his life so valuable, more than a Moshe and a Rabbi Yosha, more than all of them. It's so chush to have the opportunity to take something, to pass test number one, and even the mundane ones, when you just eat something, or walk and talk and go swimming and go playing ball and whatever it might be, taking a walk for exercise or going to sleep. It all has such chashiva. It's more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's carbon, at least by tzaddik, and we can bring it on our madrega. So it's not two different elements. It's not the ruchnis and the gashmis. It's all ruchnis. I'm not trying to be too tough, guys, but we have opportunities. It's gavaldic. You guys are young. You're flexible. You're pliable. You guys are like Plato. Plato is, right? You can form a shape with anything. Your heart and your nefesh and your midos are so moldable. That's a word, moldable, right? You can mold something, right? Moldable. Made it up. I don't know. Right? But it's so moldable, so flexible, so pliable. You can go ahead and make into ungodless perfection of midos, everything. Yira Shamayim, Avas Hashem, Avas Reim, all that stuff developed, those finally hargoshos. Because you have the opportunity. It's worth more than over 60, between 5 and 20, even though you're still in your growth mode. But the potential is there on both sides. And to take everything, whether it's the ruchnistic part of the life, the learning, the midos tovos that you're working on, even without that, even just the actual physical mundane acts of eating, of sleeping, of walking, of whatever it might be, rabotai, that can be elevated, become so chashuv, because that's also avodas Hashem.